Welcome to the Beamsville Church of Christ online ministry. This week's message is titled, The Renewal and Restoration of All Things. The scripture reading is Isaiah 66, 22-23. Thank you to Jeff, Toluani, Temi, and Don for being part of this service.
Isaiah 66, verse 22-23. As the new heavens and the new earth that I will make will endure before me, declares the Lord, so will your name and descendants endure. From one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, all mankind will come and bow down before me, says the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. Wasn't that a wonderful communion talk today? That was wonderful. The Old Testament and the New Testament are separate. The Old Testament and the New Testament aren't. I said that correctly. It's amazing how many scriptures flow back and forth from old to new and so forth. But there's always this intent of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and asking all people to come together to them. There's some wonderful scriptures that talk about all of this. For example, in chapter 40 of Isaiah, I hear this lament. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand a double for all her sins. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord and make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, and the rugged places be plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it, even together. The scripture talks about the renewal of all things. And in chapter 65, it says, see, I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they even come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I will create. And I will create Jerusalem to be a delight and its people a joy. I will rejoice over Jerusalem and take delight in my people. And then these precious words. The sound of weeping and crying will be heard no more. Tears are gone. Only tears of rejoicing. The renewal of all things, Old and New Testament alike, all throughout scriptures. Matthew and others remind us that heaven isn't the end of the world. That God promises over and over again in Scripture that heaven and earth will become one. The joining together as one. That God will restore all things. There will be no divide between heaven and earth. Just a new reality. And so in Acts, repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out. The times of refreshing may come from the Lord, and that he may send the Messiah who has been appointed for you, even Jesus. Heaven must receive him first, until the time comes, listen, for God to restore everything, everything, as he promised long ago through his holy prophets. We have a most wonderful looking forward to what's going to happen for all of us. A new heaven and a new earth. How precious. You see, Jesus and Paul and Peter and Isaiah and Joel and Amos and Nahum and Zephaniah, they all talk about it. They talk about the restoration of all things. They talk about the recreation of all things. They talk about the liberation of all things. They talk about the renewal of all things. Yep, over and over and over again, letting us know our future. And then Isaiah puts it in these precious words. See, I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they even come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I will create, as the new heavens and the new earth that I will make will endure before me. So will your name and descendants endure. It's beyond me reading these words, but they're precious words. We are reading our reality. This is what we can look forward to, besides other things. These precious words, thousands of years ago written, thousands of years ago to hear, it's together. The renewal, the recreation, the redemption of all things. And Peter promises this, where he says, I'm looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, because that's where righteousness dwells. And please notice this extraordinary promise from Jesus for all of us, when he says, I saw the holy city coming down. I thought it was supposed to be going up, but it's the holy city in the New Jerusalem coming down out of heaven for God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the very throne of God saying, look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. He's coming to us, God's people. And he will wipe every tear from their eyes. Listen to this. There will be no more death. Never again. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. And he who is seated on the throne says to us, even today, I am making everything new, and we're part of it. We must never forget what God has promised for us. It's a trustworthy saying, he says. Keep it close. And so, the New Testament shows it so many times. For example, in Ephesians, God prepared in Christ to put into effect, when the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things. Unity to all things? What are all things? Well, the all things are all things. It's all things. Together is one. All things coming together in unity. Colossians, for God has pleased to have all his fullness dwell in Christ through him, to reconcile himself, all things, things on earth, the things in heaven, by making peace through his blood on the cross. This is our promise, God. And God never backs down on his promise. This is our reality. Isaiah, he goes into these wonderful words. I'd love to hear him as he spoke, some 800 years even before Jesus was born. He says, as a new heavens and a new earth that I will make, will endure before me, declares the Lord, so that your name and descendants endure forever. And then in 1 John, dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we're going to see this. Can you just imagine it? That when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Hi, Don. Hi, Godfather. It's a reality. We just don't talk like this very often. But it's there for all of us. God is giving us our future over and over and over again. And so, dear friends, in 1 John, he says, now we are children of God, and what we will be, we're not sure what that's going to be like, but we know that when Christ appears, and we can imagine that, we will be like him. And then in Romans, and if the Spirit of God, who raised Jesus from the dead, is living in you, he who raised Jesus Christ from the dead will also give life to our mortal bodies through his Holy Spirit, who lives in you. Yes, God the Father, Jesus, the Holy Spirit live in us. We just sometimes forget. We just sometimes forget to even talk to him. But God's always whispering to us, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I am with you always. Always. The Apostle John says there's a natural body, there's a spiritual body, and we eagerly await for our adoption, the redemption of our bodies. God's not going to throw away our bodies, but he's going to give us new glorious bodies. He's going to give us a new heaven, a new earth. It's all difficult to comprehend, but we will live with God. We will live with Jesus. We will live with the Spirit. We will live with our loved ones. And we will have time. We'll have time. We'll have time to talk to our grandparents who've died years and years ago. We'll have time to talk to our precious babies that didn't really come into reality. We're going to have time for loved ones. We're going to have time. He says, there's a natural body. We eagerly await for this. God's not going to throw them away, but we're going to live with God. We're going to live with the Spirit. We're going to live with loved ones. We're going to have time. We're going to sit down with our grandparents We're going to talk to our parents. We're going to talk to the babies that just couldn't quite make it into the world, but now they're with us. A comfort, a glorious, wonderful reality. It's pretty easy to say, well, one day heaven is ours, but there's more to it than that. And he promises us, promise after promise after promise, he reminds us. Wonderful man, Dale Pauls, says this: God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. That Jesus came not to judge the world, but to save it. And that the Lamb of God takes away the sins of the world. I have learned from Scripture that Jesus Christ is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, not only ours, but for all of us. It's Christ reconciling the world to himself. I have learned from Scriptures that we're to call no person impure or unclean, that we are to call no person negatively. And when Jesus is truly lifted up from the earth, he will draw all people to himself. I've learned from Scripture that one day the earth will be full of the knowledge of the earth and that Christ, that one day God intends to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under Christ, and that one day a great multitude that no one can count from every nation, every tribe, every people, and every language will cry out in a loud voice, salvation belongs to our God. And that one day, the glory of all the nations will be brought into God's new Jerusalem, the kings of the earth, and the splendor into it all. The Apostle Paul says there's a natural body and there's a spiritual body. God's not going to throw away our bodies. It's somewhat difficult to comprehend. Maybe it's very difficult, but it's our reality. We're going to see our loved ones. We'll be together again. The entire earth, can you imagine this? Isaiah says this. The entire earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord, just as the waters cover the sea. We can't forget, can't even forget the animals. Animals are new creation, yeah, says that. And they all get along famously well. For example, Isaiah chapter 11, the wolf will live with the lamb. And I thought, well, that can't be right. The wolf might eat the lamb. No. The wolf will live with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the goat. The calf will lead them. A child will lead them. Infants will play near the hole of a cobra, yet they will not be touched. They will neither harm nor destroy on God's holy mountain, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. No longer will they teach their neighbors or even say to one another, know the Lord, because they will all know the Lord, from the least to the greatest, says the Lord. And in conclusion, I think it's good to say to one another what Isaiah said to one another. Come, come. Let us walk in the light of the Lord. God has amazing things waiting for us. Because of the resurrection of Christ, and ultimately because of the resurrection, there will be the renewal of all things, the restoration of all things, the redemption of all things, the reconciliation of all things. These words that I read today were written thousands of years ago, but thousands of years ago come to us today. Those words aren't just words in the wind. These are words by God, by Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, by wonderful prophets. Let me conclude with this last scripture. The book of Isaiah is a profound book. And here's what he says. As the new heavens and the new earth that I will make will endure before me. From one moon to the other, from one Sabbath to another, all people will come down and bow before the Lord. That is the promise of our God. A new heaven and a new earth. What a gift God has for us. Amen.
Thanks for watching or listening. The Beamsville Church of Christ meets at 4900 John Street, Beamsville, Ontario. Scripture quotations marked NIV, taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version, NIV, copyright 2011 by Biblica, Inc. Used by permission, all rights reserved worldwide. You can learn more about the congregation on our Facebook page or at beamsvillechurchofchrist.ca.